Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me at JT Literally on all social media. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. Speaking of optimizing performance, we now have trained AI sales and support agents ready to help you close more deals, reduce expenses, and provide five-star customer service. To learn more, go to anabots.ai. That's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Dr. Laura Gray. Dr. Gray devotes herself to helping professional leaders and personal clients recognize the meaningful role metaphysics plays in all our lives and how we can tap into consciousness to improve any situation we face, regardless of the industry, professional pathway, or one's daily life experiences. Each and every person is asked to raise their level of consciousness in service to human evolution. As a metaphysician, she applies her expertise in this space to the assistance of these humanitarian goals. Dr. Gray, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Well, first, hello. Thank you so much. And I'm so appreciative of you having me on. So the greatest level of productivity, and I would go to any competition with this, is to have humans access the domain of potentiality. That domain of potentiality is outside of space and time. And everything slows in the realm of space and time. So when you are really looking for productivity, it is to access consciousness and the vibrations and using an entirely different level of consciousness in yourself to capture that domain of potentiality.
You know, it's amazing. Speaking of,
Yeah.
it's amazing how the universe
Works.
places, it places messages in front of you all the time,
Yes.
but there are only a few of them that you're ready to receive. And then you think that it's just like this divine coincidence, but in fact,
Right.
it's kind of like this, the frequency illusion where like I'm thinking about buying a blue car, and then all of a sudden I see blue cars everywhere.
Absolutely, yes.
And it's the craziest thing, and I want you to speak to this because just last night, I was having a conversation about if I were to put one big message out to the world that really truly made an impact, it would be you must be aware of the reasons that you take the behaviors and the actions that you make. You must be aware of who you actually are if you're ever going to affect change. And I just heard that echoed from you just now. I'd love for you to expand on that.
Yes, absolutely. So, what I think happens is everything slows when you are just in your human experience. It slows because humans, we've all decided and agreed to live within this concept of space and time. But you know, space and time is actually really questionable. And don't get caught up in that. Don't even argue that. You don't even need to argue if space and time is questionable. Let's have space and time exist, but then also recognize that there is a domain of potentiality that exists in and around space and time. And that domain of potentiality is what energy is. It's vibrations. You were saying the frequency as seeing the frequency of a blue car. And I literally was thinking you were talking about the frequency of a wavelength. And everything around us, everything is a frequency. And that frequency is energy. And that energy is ours to be trained, meaning, well, we don't own that energy, but that energy is neutral. And we train it. We train it with our DNA. We train it with our unconscious beliefs. We train it with our emotions. We train it with epigenetics. We train it with our ancestral lineage. We train it with our soul. We train it with our astrology. We are constantly, because we are a part of consciousness, consciousness is training energy. And so going back to productivity, you can, as you get more and more and more conscious of your ability to tap into the domain of potentiality, at any moment, by recognizing that you are so much more than you're human and that you have a massive, massive powerhouse, an unbelievable powerhouse behind your frontal cortex that is really able to train energy and create your reality. So going back to why were you talking about that last night, and then I come on to the show today, is that your unconscious isn't really in space and time. So it's already known that it's going to have a meeting with me. So it starts to activate a consciousness in you. And it appears that it has happened linearly, but it hasn't actually happened linearly. And again, someone else could argue it is, and that's perfectly fine if you want to stick with space and time. Then just give yourself the right to know that you can have precognition and see into your future if you aren't ready and able to let go of space and time.
Fascinating. And I understood part of it, and I'm not even going to disagree with any of it, but here's the thing that stands out to me though.
Yeah.
When you say you can train mm-hmm. your body and your soul and your brain to focus on the right things. One of the things that I'm very passionate about is your body's chemical response. There's a book called Habits of a Happy Brain by Loretta Bruning, which I just randomly keep by me at all times for some reason.
That's a good idea. Put it on your pillow.
Yeah, right. I learn by osmosis. And there's a lot of credence to the idea that we're training ourselves. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. You know, the old cliche is saying, and yeah. That is 100% true in everything. We can train ourselves. I could train myself to be an elite athlete. I'm in my 40s. I probably won't be too competitive, but I could do it.
Right. Right.
If I decided that that's what I wanted to do. I could train myself to be somebody who is financially independent and wealthy, even if I'm living in a trailer park, you know, with my mom Absolutely. And my brothers. I can totally train myself, but I can also train myself to believe that this is where I belong and I can't get anything better. I can train myself that way too, right?
Well, and your unconscious may be training you that way and you don't even realize it. And the way you realize it is through, you know, the triggers and the places where you feel blocked and stuck and unable to be in that do zone. Mm.
I love this topic. And so I wanted to ask you though, what is the SMR theory? This is something you talk about a lot. Tell us what that is and how does that help me, the layperson who maybe doesn't understand all of this metaphysics stuff? Yeah. How does that help me get out of whatever state that I'm in and into the next one?
Yeah. Okay. So I want to make sure that, because I think I love your question and I love, and it is more my topic, SMR, which is the self-manifested reality. Which plays into our productivity and potentiality. But I am wondering, with just this short amount of time, if it makes sense to talk about SMR or more. SMR is almost the way you find the blocks that are in your way. That's how I would say is that the SMR theory is that we recruit events, circumstances, and people to treat us or experience them to affect us in the same way that we treat ourselves. Mm. So if the person is staring there, stopping you, and that is a block, so that person is critical or they have betrayed you or you just can't get ahead, the SMR theory is saying you've got to look inside your unconscious, kind of like a boardroom, and see which part of you is overly critical, which part of you is betraying another part of you, which part. So that plays into the SMR theory. And the SMR theory is definitely a place in psychology where you can find all of your blocks, all of your triggers.
Self-fulfilling prophecy in a way.
Very much. It is literally the energetics of that we get knots that we have created in our neuroplasticity. Those knots have a vibration. Someone comes in, that vibration is honing and healing to help you actually release those blocks. So anything you're tripping on, any trigger that you have is actually to release and bring you to greater consciousness. And that's one way. But going back to what I think your listeners are really looking for is, how do I take you know, the hours in the day that I want to be incredibly productive as an entrepreneur, how can I access a different part of an hour than the time that I actually have in an hour? And that is in recognizing that once you go through SMR and get rid of a lot of the blocks, and the blocks are the beliefs and the thoughts that are limiting, what you have then is this unbelievable ability to, like I was saying, train energy. And training energy is as simple as once you really are in the awareness and belief that as a human, you have the conscious ability to train energy, you can do things like, this is a perfect example. About a month ago, I was feeling a huge, intense level of, you know, I've got my own company. I've got an entire full-time clinical practice. I teach. I've really essentially got three jobs. How do I do this all in the 24 hours? And so I was sitting there at 9 o'clock at night and I said, this is ridiculous that I'm trying to figure it out in my human brain. I'm so much more conscious than that. And I said, all right, so I need the universe and everybody is me. I'm all connected to oneness. So as I sit and speak, I am going to say, I need everyone to help me do what it is that I need to do in the world. I need more time. I need more resources. And I need a way that I can actually have some rest and relaxation because I don't take vacations. You know, this is where I was at the end of February. And I said that, and I woke up the next day. And two clients, I have a 48-hour cancellation policy. Two clients canceled and just said, hey, I know I have to pay for my session, but I've got something else to do. So I was given 2 hours and also paid the resources for those. And on that same day, my dad called me and he had a ticket for a 2-week cruise that he had torn his Achilles heel and he couldn't go on the cruise. And would I want the cruise? And so it's that kind of amazing manifestation that you can create space for productivity. And you've got to understand, it's not the secret. It is about how do you actually manifest?
Yeah. I love that. I love that you distinguished it from the secret. It's not necessarily the same thing. So, you're so right, because I've been in these cycles where money's tight, time's tight, everything's stressful, nothing's working out. And it looks like the end of the line is coming fast. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if I keep going this way, it's going to get bad. Yeah. And then right at the moment before you hit that line, something shows up out of nowhere. And it's like, I am a client and I want to pay you gobs of money that solves all of your problems. And it's like, well, why were you here like a month ago? But, yeah. and then sometimes that cycle would just kind of continue. Mm-hmm. And I would just keep hitting the same wall over and over again. And sometimes you got to figure out, it's only solving one problem, right? Because you still got to get past that cycle.
And that's the SMR. Right. So that's where, like, you almost, we asked one question before. So yeah, you can sit here and, you know, like, oh, try to wiggle your nose and squeeze yourself tight. That's not going to happen. That is actually going to lock your brain and your neuroplasticity. It's actually the release of all of the little, if you can think of it as like little knots of yarn in your brain that are actually stopping the relaxation. And it is when you are at that relaxed state that you can train energy, because it is flowing through you. Energy is flowing through you and consciousness is flowing through you at all moments. When we're locked down in our humanness, we can't activate it in the same conscious way. And that's where SMRs then come in, because then you clear up those blocks. You're flowing now, and then you can literally, you just start to flow with energy.
Tell us a little bit about who you help and how they connect with you.
Sure. I actually work with a lot of professional NHL and NFL players, more NHL players than NFL players. They are looking for ways to stay in the zone or the flow. I am a medical intuitive as well. So I am honing in on people's physiological and mental emotional blocks and how to release those, what it is that's going on in their body. You can find me at Laura Gray, LauraGraye.com. Or you can find my company, Medigration, which is like meditation, but Medigration, MedigraTion, Medigration. And those are meditations to it's an unbelievable online streaming site with meditations around all different conditions, consciousness, anxiety, sexual dysfunction, you name it. There are ways to change your body's physiology through the mind.
Love it. I love Medigration.
Yeah. Medigration instead of meditation. I was named perfectly.
Just claimed. Yeah. Awesome. Yep. Love that. We're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Dr. Laura Gray, for joining us and sharing some wisdom about how she gets stuff done. For those of you who want to engage and learn more about her, you can go to lauragray.com. That's Gray with an E at the end. And whether you're on your morning commute, in the gym, or somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And once more, if you're looking to boost your sales, cut your costs, and increase customer satisfaction, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. Well, hey, that's it. Let's get to work. Hey, thanks for listening to the Do Zone podcast. If you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more about what we do, you could go to factor1.io. Once again, that's factor1.io. We'll see you next time.